From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Jamaica's opposition leader refuses to back down on his claim of a new police unit that'll target the JLP. British businessman Krishna Mirage has had his death row sentence commuted. And Dr. Keith Mitchell explains his expanded role for the regional security system. I'm Karen Weir and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Jamaica's opposition leader, Edward Siaga, has refused to apologise to National Security Minister Peter Phillips for claiming that a special police squad is being trained to disrupt the JLP campaign for the next elections. Dr. Phillips says he is concerned that Mr. Siaga's statement could damage the image of the police and lead to political divisions among policemen and women on the island. Mr. Siaga is also being criticised by officials within the police high command who say members of the force are upset by the statement. But Edward Siaga is sticking to his allegation that a special squad comprising over 1,500 members of the security force has been trained to ensure that his JLP does not win the next election. When I asked him for supporting evidence to back the claim, he insisted that the information he has is correct.
This comes against the background of the fact that we have a lead and has had a sustained lead in the polls ever since November 2000. In addition to these groups that are being trained, which are supposed to total some